Walking into Tommy McHugh's semi-detached home, you're overwhelmed by a cornucopia of shape and colour. Everywhere you look, on every wall and ceiling, there is a mass of abstract designs, animals and faces. Until he hit his 50s, only 6 years ago, Tommy was a Liverpool builder, with a bit of a rough past as a street fighter and no apparent interest in art. Nowadays, though, he's a man with a passion, full of emotion, driven to create. He describes his mind as a volcano exploding with bubbles, each of which contains a million other bubbles full of unstoppable creative ideas. He spends his days and most of his nights painting, sculpting and carving.
When you walk into my house, you walk into my brain. I've got that much going on in my brain. I have to let it all out or it overloads. I can't switch it off.
The transformation in Tommy has been quite remarkable. So, what happened 6 years ago to bring it about? The extraordinary answer is a brain hemorrhage. One day, Tommy was in the bathroom when he remembers something popping in his head. By the time he reached hospital, his eyes had turned bright red and he was in agonising pain. Two arteries in his head were leaking blood, and a delicate life-saving operation followed. Tommy's ex-wife describes what happened next.
A few days later, he was sent home with a bag full of tablets. I didn't know what to do. He couldn't walk or feed himself or do anything, really. Sometimes he didn't even know where he was. It was awful. He was totally frustrated, angry and in pain. So he took it out on me because I was the only one there. We didn't have any aftercare whatsoever.
Jan was desperate to find anything that might give her husband an outlet. She'd always painted as a hobby, so she handed him a pen and a piece of paper and suggested he try drawing. When she turned back from cooking the tea only a minute or two later, he'd filled the whole page with tiny faces, all different. Not surprisingly, Jan was unnerved, but this was only the beginning of it all. As soon as he was fit enough, Tommy started on the walls and also began to melt candles to sculpt heads of wax. At this stage, he didn't enjoy his manic creativity and wrote cries for help to doctors around the world. Most ignored him, but two letters hit home, including one to the artist Marion Kalmus, who recognised in him an extreme version of what many artists feel.
I told him I couldn't stop the bubbles exploding in his head, but I did know a lot of people who felt like that. It's called being an artist.
This was a turning point for McHugh. It gave him a new name and a new identity, and he began to enjoy his work. The other letter, meanwhile, had reached Alice Flaherty, a neurologist from the US, who has a special interest in this field. Flaherty has corresponded with McHugh for several years and recently came to the UK to meet him. Cases such as his, she says, are rare, but not unknown.
Tommy's manic creativity is extremely likely to be down to changes in his temporal lobe, the part of the brain responsible for understanding meaning. Van Gogh almost certainly had temporal lobe epilepsy, and at times of great creative output, he not only painted, but would write constantly, which is not uncommon. Tommy does it too.
Flaherty strongly believes that the increased creative output may be partly because the brain is becoming less self-critical, and stresses that creativity is not necessarily a guarantee of quality. Indeed, McHugh's early paintings are nothing to write home about. But some of his recent work, now that he's had some practice, is wonderful, in particular his stone carvings. And even though there is no way of knowing how much longer Tommy will survive, he's not in the least bit depressed anymore. His life has become an adventure, and he loves every minute of it.